Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us every week at this time to alert us about fraud. And let's start with the deals on dental work. Everybody's looking to save money when they need help in that department. What's going on here, Steve?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks. We're seeing the scam tracker, the Better Business Bureau, showing up on, different companies. And basically what consumers are doing are looking for dental work or dental retainers or veneers or some type of dental equipment, and they're getting these fake sites that have fake testimonials on there, and they have too good to be true offers that they can help you. You don't need to see a dentist or a healthcare provider. That's all you do. You have to click here and give us your credit card number, and we'll send you some. We'll send you the product or service, and you got to be very careful on those, Bob. You got to check out who's behind it and make sure you do the track record on them. Usually, these are the ones that pop up today and are gone tomorrow, so you got to be very careful.
The other thing going on, we hear credit repair and debt relief services are always very in demand. What do we have to watch out for there, Steve?
Yeah, so the Better Business Bureau tip on this one is actually be careful of anybody promising to raise debt. And a lot of companies will send out advertisements or marketing materials that they can help you eliminate your debt or raise debt that is valid, and that's not the case. There's a difference between credit counseling, debt relief, debt consolidation, and credit repair. So it's best to go to our website at bbb.org to find its information. But basically, that anybody promising you to erase your debt easily, quickly, is not telling you the truth, and there's some hidden fees or some hidden things that you need to learn about before doing business with them. And credit repair is that nobody can remove accurate negative information no matter what it is. If it's accurate, it is correct. And as a consumer, you can look at your credit report at least once a year and find out if there's any errors on it. You can fix those yourself by reaching out to those, those credit repair or credit card reporting companies, and they'll help you easily through it if it's something's invalid with it. But if it's a valid thing, just nobody can remove it for you.
Right. Tell us about this new Better Business Bureau study update that shows scammers pretending to be the Social Security Administration or the IRS, Medicare, or some other government agency. What are they trying to do here?
Yeah, Bob, we actually released a study today following up on our previous study. There's a spike in complaints and reports to the Better Business Bureau scam tracker from people impersonating government officials and also, saying that they have these government grants for you for a fee. The losses doubled in 2021 from 2020. So on average, a consumer is losing about $3,000. So it's important to remember, I think the tip off the rip off, Bob, is that the government doesn't call you up and threaten arrest within 30 minutes or deportation or losing your driver's license if you don't pay. That's the tip-off to the rip-off. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes, as we talk about it, is ordering a pizza, and that's it. These other ones are just asking you for money or your identity. And basically, people are believing the caller IDs because you think that's coming from the phone company, and it has to be accurate. Well, unfortunately, the scammer knows how to change that. For a simple program, they can change their caller ID to show it's a governmental agency. So, and please don't click on any links inside of a text messages. The government doesn't start off that way by doing that. And Social Security Administration is the number one scam reported to the Better Business Bureau, saying that they're from the Social Security Administration. Two out of three calls are saying that. So it's important to remember, if the Social Security is calling you, you can call them directly on a number you find on the website to make sure it's them.
Steve, have you heard about this one? I actually got this message. It was a text supposedly from Netflix saying, "We couldn't process your recent membership payment. Your account is temporarily on hold. See the complete details on the attachment below." And then they want you to click on something. And you know what? I didn't catch the fact that Netflix was misspelled. But I bet a lot of people are fooled by things like this, aren't they?
They are fooled by that, Bob. Anytime there's an account being suspended, and this must be really working because we're hearing a lot of reports at the Better Business Bureau, the same thing you reported, Bob. And as I mentioned to Joe, that my wife got one on Sunday night, basically saying her credit card was suspended. And she looked at it and thought it was at first. So they're just throwing everything at you, and they want to put that fear into you that, oh, no, my credit card is stopped. I got to call them up. Then, of course, they ask you for your account number and name to verify your identity. And that's what the tip-off to the rip-off is that you shouldn't fall for that. If you think it's your Netflix or if you think it's from your credit card company, call them at a number on the back of your card or go to their website directly. Don't follow those links or don't click on anything in your text message because it'll harm your phone.
Yeah. Always appreciate the warning, Steve. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you.